Well, tell me about how your farm was laid out at Big Creek. I mean, what crops did you plant, and how are the fields arranged and so forth?
Well, there's most hillsides. Uh-huh. We didn't have very much level ground. And dig it in, you know, with the hoe.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Up and down the hill with the hoe.
And what kinds of crops did you plant?
Beans, corn, and my daddy sowed some oats and potatoes, things like that.
Uh-huh. What kinds of potatoes?
Irish potatoes.
Uh-huh. Did you ever call them anything other than Irish potatoes?
Yeah, there was Kennebecs and Irish cobblers.
Uh-huh.
Idaho's.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's the kind of, that's just the kind of stuff that I, well, did you have any fencing on the place?
Just old rail fence.
Now, how were they laid together, like?
Like this.
Uh-huh.
Most of them.
Just about how high?
Oh, I don't know. It's about that high.
About 4 or 5?
That's 5 feet together.
Uh-huh. Okay, and did you ever have any anything smaller than you had? Those would be called fields. Did you ever have anything smaller than fields on the place?
Have what?
Small. Well, now, like if you planted corn out there, you might call that a cornfield. You know, a large area. What would you call something a little smaller?
I don't know. Unless it'd be a garden.
Yeah. All right. Well, I was thinking of a garden, or possibly a patch.
Oh yeah, we raised cane too. We had cane on our.
What kind of cane was that?
Sugar cane, you know, molasses.
Okay, now were you ever involved in that a process of making molasses?
Making molasses always helped.
Okay, how did you tell me about that?
When our cane got ready, you know, we bladed it. And cut it down and put in piles, and then cut the heads off, haul it to the mill, and grind it and make molasses.
I see. And how did you make molasses? Did you do the molasses making?
Oh, I helped. Well, we had evaporator, you see. We built a furnace, and then had evaporator and sit on there, and then had skimmers. Everybody, when they put the juice in there, you know, and it start boiling, you'd skim it.
Uh-huh.
And boil it down till it made molasses.
I see. And then was the stuff you skimmed off the top?
Just throwed it away.
I see.
Throwed it in the creek and it washed away.
I see. Did you ever have any kinds of rail fencing?
Yeah, we had rail fences. You see, we had them fences built like this a while, and then I got to putting in posts and making rails and nailing them to the posts.
I see.
For a while, then finally got, before we left, a lot of them had wire fences, barbed wire.
I see. Mm-hmm. And did you ever have any kinds of wooden fences around the, a little wooden fence you might have around the house?
No, we just had palings.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, they'd make palings, you know, rive them out and sharpen them.
Uh-huh.
And have them around the fence.
I see. Well, that's what I meant. And then, we were talking before about, did you ever call those rail fences that were built like this anything other than rail fences? Did you ever have any?
No, I never did hear nothing.
Were they called like a stake and rider fence? Or
yes.
Is that?
Yes, that's what they called them.
What was that?
Mm-hmm. A stake and rider fence.
And how were they built now, in addition to the, were those the ones that were just?
Just laid up on each other like that. And stuck out.
I see. Okay. And then, but later when they built the fences, they had to drive in?
Posts.
And did you ever make any walls or fences out of rocks or stone?
No. They build up stone walls, you know, along along in front of the house like that, you know, to keep the yards from washing away.
Yeah.
A lot of people had that.
Uh-huh. Did you have any chickens?
Oh, yes, we always had chickens.
What did you used to put in the nest to?
Board eggs.
Okay, what were the eggs? Now, see, that's the kind of thing. Well, that's great.